So, Mr. Duvall, let me ask you the question that I asked Deitch earlier, and that a lot of people have taken offense to, which is outstanding because I love it when people take offense to what I say. What if Freddie Anderson just isn't the right guy for this team?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me, guys. That's a loaded comment right there. I don't know if any goalie's the right guy for this team right now.
Oh, that's
fair. To be fair to Freddie Anderson, this team would be out of the playoff race. You know, if you think back to November, a little bit in December, he was standing on his head for a little while there at the start of the year, winning them games, stealing them games, if I recall correctly. I think he's taken way too much blame. And you know, a goaltender is only human. You know, their play goes up and down. You know, no goalie's consistent all through the year. And he's having a tough time right now. And it's just he's being exposed because there is no defense. I mean, like, there's not even a pretending to play defense at some point. So I feel bad for him, and I kind of feel bad. He's getting hung out to dry, and then you know he's getting kind of hung out to dry a little bit media-wise as well. And I am happy they're going back with him, but I don't think there's any quick fix. You know, he's got to find his game, figure it out, and him short of standing on his head, you know, I don't know what this team does going forward because their problems are glaringly obvious, and I don't think a trade or two is going to make it better.
Yeah, that's kind of the scary thing, isn't it? You know, I look at this team, and I'm with you. You're not going to make a trade that's going to improve your top six, probably. I mean, maybe you can improve an Alex Kerfoot. Is there a defenseman out there who's going to make you tougher in the playoffs? I don't know, maybe, but my sense is in order to get that guy, you might have to trade one of your good forwards. Like, Andre, I just don't think this, you know what, we talk about teams forcing their general manager's hand. I don't think this team has done enough to force Kyle Dubas to make a trade, other than show him that maybe they're not good enough.
I don't want them to make a trade, to be honest. I pray that I'm wrong and this team gets in the playoffs and then does make some noise. But, you've seen what guy defensemen are going for right now. I mean, they're pretty steep prices to pay for, Dumba is really the only guy that's available with term on his contract. So the price for him would be a lot, I think. But I'm not, just to touch on my point I said earlier, I don't think you're going to trade for anybody, and it's going to be a fix. I mean, they set up this team with offensive-minded guys, and I'm guilty of as well. Picking on Matthews or a Tavares or a Nylander about Marner, or, you know, any of these offensive guys, they got to play better defense. And the reality is that's not the players they are. And if you're going to have four or five guys like that on the team that lean offense, that cheat offensively, you're going to have four or five guys to back those guys up, the Ron Hainsey, the pure defenseman, the more Jake Muzzins, the guys that just play defense to offset that. And it is not the way this team was put together. You know, they just added more offensive defensemen, guys to join the rush, and you saw it work for a while, and that was my big fear, is teams watch teams, and these teams figure them out. You know, it was very gimmicky what they were doing. And now I listened to Berkey this morning, and I kind of agree with them, where they're going to have to switch things up and go back to basics, go back to dumping pucks in and getting garbage. This whole stuff of, turning back 19 times in the neutral zone and putting it back in their defenseman, you know, I don't think Martin Marantzen and Justin Hall and these guys are guys you want doing pirouettes and making sauce passes cross ice 2-3 times in the same play. I think these are guys you want to just get it out and get it in deep and let the offense go to work. And it's not the way they want to play, but I think it's the way they're going to have to play.
You know, Andre, this is a very tricky terrain for Sheldon Keefe, and I wonder how you would approach this. You don't want to lose Freddie Anderson because I think you have to go under the working premise that your only chance to, one, make the playoffs and, two, do anything in the playoffs is via him. At the same time, you have a backup goaltender who's played pretty well and has gotten you points, and you have a starter now in Freddie who's not playing well at all.
Can I just interrupt for a second here? Because we have a breaking trade from the Los Angeles Kings. The LA Kings have acquired 2 second-round draft picks from the Vegas Golden Knights in exchange for Alec Martinez. All right. There you go. We play the breaking news music. So sorry,
exciting.
Andrea, we'll get your take on that. But
I like Alec Martinez.
Go ahead, Rick.
Go ahead and finish
your question,
Richard.
Fine.
A lot of Stanley Cup experience there. So basically, Andrea, I really just want to try to get your insight on, like, that's not an easy play for Sheldon Keefe. You want to try to get points. You want to try to keep your starting goaltender in a good mental space. At the same time, you could be forced to play the other guy to literally get in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, it's tricky. I mean, Campbell's come in and he's gotten 6 out of the possible 8 points or whatever it is. And he's played well. I don't think he's stood on his head by any means, but he's got the wins and you know, it's results oriented. But like you said, I mean, Freddie Anderson, they're going to live or die by him. And let me just touch on the point. You know, I've heard people talking about that point all day today. I don't know Jack Campbell. I've only watched him from what I played here. But let me tell you, I do know Mike Fiuta. Mm. And if Jack Campbell was, a potential starting goalie, you know, maybe carry, you know, be the answer here, I don't think Mike Fiuta's letting him go for what he let him go for. So,
exactly.
This team is gonna live or die by Freddie Anderson. And you know, if Freddie doesn't get the win tomorrow, maybe Campbell gets some more games. And you know, they don't have time anymore. You know, those sit and wait times done. I mean, you look at the standings; they need points now. So whoever's getting most points, that's who they have to go with. But they get into the playoffs with Campbell, I mean, Freddie Anderson's still the answer. I mean, he's, like I said earlier, he's stolen games for them this year at times. He's been their best player all year until very recently, in my opinion. And this team wouldn't be even close to being in the playoff picture if it weren't for him. So I don't like people turn on him a little bit, but that's the nature of the beast. And that's why, you know, if you want to be the hero, you got to play the villain sometimes too.
Andre, what do you make of the lack of production, at least over the last couple of weeks, for the third and fourth line? And, you know, it's not something that gets talked about a lot, but a lot of things changed when McKayev went out. A guy who was phenomenal, like a phenomenal find, an emerging kind of third line type of player.
Was good. I wouldn't say he's phenomenal.
Jeff, he was very, very impactful. In his short stint. I'm not saying the guy's Sid Crosby, but he gave you some scoring acumen on the third line. But again, Andre, just that they're not getting certainly when it comes to the third line, I don't think they're getting anything close to what they thought they might get.
No, obviously not. And when you have guys like Johnsson go out, when you have guys like McKayev go out, then you have other guys. You know, Kerfoot was on the third line for a while playing. You know, it's a big difference playing against third liners than it is playing against a potential second liner at home or first line on the road. You know, so that you could tell it's really hampered guys. But this team, I mean, production-wise, they're not scoring. It's just very simple. Their power play has been atrocious as of late and very predictable, you know, very, very same play, same, you know, I'm surprised somebody just doesn't go stand right beside Matthews, because if it wasn't for his scoring as of late, I mean, you know, we'd be talking about the entire team, not just the bottom six, but this team was built to score goals, you know, so if they're not, you know, if they're not scoring goals, I mean, there's not much else going on, which was always the issue with any hockey minded analyst or in the past. So where it goes from here, I don't know, but I hope we see a little bit of the battle, the intensity go up. You know, I see guys you know, I never want to say guys aren't working hard because it's the NHL, and but there's a big difference of guys working hard and guys looking across the ice and saying, that guy isn't going to beat me. And I don't see enough of that, you know, the battle, the intensity, the, hey, we need, this is our playoffs, this is our barn, nobody's going to be, you know, I just don't see that from, I don't see that from the top six, and I don't see it from the bottom six, which is very concerning. That's where you get, that's where you need those guys. You need the those guys to step up and be a role and spark the team, and I haven't seen that as of late, and that's very concerning.
So as we mentioned, the Golden Knights have acquired Alec Martinez for a couple of second-round draft picks, Vegas's second-round pick in the 2020 draft, St. Louis's selection in the 2021 draft. You know, Alec Martinez, one of the defensemen out there that I think a lot of teams had pinpointed, and it's a great pickup for the Golden Knights. I'm not certain those draft picks are going to be, you know, they're probably going to be low second round picks based on what these two teams would do. Do you like that pickup for Vegas? And you know, is that a good? What does that price tell you? You know, I'm just going to throw this out there. Because Elliot Friedman's talked about this, if you're Kyle Dubas and you do decide you're going to trade one of your defensemen for whatever reason, it doesn't have to be a white flag trade, but you're going to maybe trade Tyson Barrie because you don't think you've got a chance at re-signing him. Does that is that good value for that type of defenseman? 2 second-round picks.
Yeah, I think so. You know, with a guy like, obviously a great pickup for Vegas, a guy with a ton of experience, a guy that could come in, make a difference right away. And, you know, a guy that he could play, you know, he can play, you know, he's got some offensive skill. I think he was playing on the top pair this year, but he's also got a little bit of physicality to him too. So he could play those long minutes in the playoffs, which is great. What it does for Kyle Dubas, I don't think it matters. I honestly think if you're Kyle Dubas, I'd be trade. What's the downside of trading Tyson Barrie? You know, you need picks. And let's be honest. I mean, you know, I know Tyson Barrie is a good player, and he's got probably a lot of great years ahead of him. It has not worked out here.
No.
You know, he had that little bit after Mike Babcock went away, and he started scoring a little bit, but it's no level of the level he's capable of playing. And for whatever reason, it hasn't worked out. What's the harm in Dubas seeing what's out there for him and, you know, maybe moving him, putting him in a better situation and getting some picks back? Because there's nothing wrong, and that's not him giving up on this season or giving up on making the playoffs. That's just it's asset management, and let's be honest, they've given up a lot of picks in the last couple years moving forward. So it'd be nice to get some of those back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Andre, whether a big deal or small deal, what does your gut tell you regarding the Leafs trade deadline? You think they'll make a move, or you think they stay pat?
I think they stay pat. I think they were in on Martinez, a week or so ago when they made that other trade for Campbell and Clifford, and I think they couldn't make it work then. And I honestly think the price is too high for a guy like I think Dumba is the only real guy left, and I think what he's got term left on his contract. I honestly feel the price is too high. So I would like to see them stay pat. Now I don't know. I'm not Kyle Dubas, and you know, he's probably feeling a lot of heat to do something. You know, he's got to deal with ownership at some point after signing all those big deals. So who knows what he's thinking? But if I were GM, I'd be staying pat, and I'd be telling guys, listen, you guys better figure it out, or there's going to be some changes here in the off season.